Okay, I'm gonna keep up with this. It's night, and if it sounds a little different, it's because I'm in the bathtub. What could be more vulnerable than that? I just got back from hockey, which is wonderful to play again. I've been playing again the last little bit. I played in college, which was a wonderful thing in my life, but frustrating too. And there are more frustrations tonight. I don't know that frustrating because it's like been an old thing in my life, feeling like I didn't get a chance to find out how good I was, wanting to have more coaching, wanting to have more support, wanting to not deal with injuries. And I don't know if I'm not as good at dealing with frustration as I'd like to be. But it doesn't feel so scary or vulnerable to talk about that, although that's what's going on in my head when I'm playing. Like, I'm sort of unhappy with myself for being frustrated, which is only more frustrating because I think, oh, you have to focus on yourself, don't focus on other people. But that's something I'm not proud of. I guess that's why I'm saying it. It's somewhat vulnerable. It's the first night of Hanukkah, and today we spent some time buying Christmas presents. I'm gonna have Christmas with my girlfriend's family in Alaska. What could be more Christmas than Alaska? I've had Christmas with various girlfriends from families that are not Jewish and that celebrate Christmas. And it's funny, I've had varying feelings about it over the years. But I'm having a new, definitely vulnerable thing this time, which is she's asked me to get very specific about what I would like because people in her family want to give me gifts. And it is very uncomfortable for me. It's really hard. I have like not said yet things, specific things, because I can't really think of them. And it seems so odd. I guess maybe when I was a kid, we asked more specifically and very unthinkingly, like, I would like X or Y. But Christmas for me, as a Jewish kid in, Niagara on the Lake in the 70s, was mostly defined by being a house without Christmas lights, without a Christmas tree. Life was very much about not having Christmas. In fact, it was the most Jewish time of the year. So now that I've spent many years finding ways to make Hanukkah and Jewishness alive for me and something that I love and is a big part of my life, it's a lot easier for me to embrace Christmas as part of my girlfriend's family's life. But I feel really weird asking for something. It's so much so that it's a bit overwhelming and I can't even figure out what it is that I do want. It's like an appropriate thing to ask for. It was really fun shopping for gifts today, and I enjoyed doing that a lot. There's something about receiving that is exceptionally vulnerable. I don't know what's so scary, because you'd think, oh, you're just gonna ask for what you want and get it. What's so bad about that? Maybe if you're used to not getting what you want, that's easier because it's more practice. I don't know. You'd think it's so silly. She said to me, well, the idea is to ask for something you wouldn't get for yourself, which just sounds incredibly indulgent to me. I mean, I have all kinds of material about Christmas, which you can hear if you want to get my CD. A lot of Jewish jokes. And Christmas always seemed to me to be like the ultimate Gentile moment, like the idea of a holiday where you just do something for someone else and not expect anything just seemed like the ultimately not Jewish thing. So I don't know, there's something about the asking, there's something about it that just feels weird, maybe because I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why it's so hard. I feel like I have to be alone. Okay, I'm alone. I'm in the bathtub. I still don't know. It's very easy to come up with something very practical that I think would be easy to find, but something I really want. What do I really want? I mean, I think huge things, that's ridiculous. That's not a thing I'd ask for in this situation. But simple things that I wouldn't get myself. This makes me feel like it's an important thing to do. Now I feel like it's important. I'll report back if I come up with something. I'm going to have to take more baths to figure it out. Okay, I hope you're having fun giving presents, and happy Hanukkah.